As we prepare to enter into our prayer time this morning, let me share with you joys and concerns that have been written in our Book of Celebrations today. We begin with joys in the form of several birthdays. Joe Hendricks and Allie Faga celebrated birthdays this past week. Rebecca Sands Coots celebrates her birthday today. And coming up in the week ahead, Jean McKinstry Rogers will be celebrating her birthday as well. And some concerns. This morning, Pastor Addy and I received an email from one of our members, Susie Franks, asking us to pray for the Franks family. Her husband's brother, Dennis, passed away very unexpectedly yesterday at the age of 68. And so we keep the Franks family in our prayers. We also keep in our prayers the family and friends of Lynn Cavallaro, who passed away last week. Lynn is the mother of Don and Sally Atkus's son-in-law. And prayers for a friend of the McMullen's family, the McMullen family's daughter's friend is Sarah. She is suffering from paralysis after outpatient surgery and has also now dealing with heart failure. This is a young mother of two children, all of this very unexpected, so please keep her and her family in your prayers. No doubt we all come this morning with our own particular joys and concerns. May we be assured that as we lift up these joys and concerns, God is listening. Let us be together in a spirit of prayer. Great living God, once again we come before you just as we are, seeking to sense your closeness, to offer up what is on our hearts and minds, to listen in the silence for you among us. Much has happened in our world and in our lives since we were together in worship last. Some of what we have experienced has brought joy and filled us with hope. Other experiences have left us feeling anxious, afraid, angry, or at odds with ourselves and with others. We know that if we listen too long to the news that bombards the airwaves, we feel overwhelmed and powerless. Yet if we shut out the world entirely, we tend to turn in on ourselves and forget about the neighbor you have called us to serve, to love. Oh God, in these quiet moments, help us to regain our perspective, to feel your comforting and strengthening embrace, to experience the power of being in your presence. As we think beyond ourselves, we pray this day for all who need your healing touch. We pray for loved ones dealing with physical pain, for those living with chronic health conditions, battling addictions, struggling with anxiety, depression, trauma, stress. We pray for those, O God, who have lost loved ones, some of whom have been declining for weeks, others of whom left us by surprise. So often we have no clue about the heavy burdens those around us carry. May our response to those we encounter along life way be one of compassion, kindness, and grace. God, we pray for our world and everyone in it, so very aware that all is not well in this world you have created and entrusted to our care. In far too many places, power is being abused. Children are starving, or worse yet, being trafficked. Families are living in abject poverty. Innocent people are being killed. Fear and violence prevail. We cannot fix everything, or even most things, but we can make choices every single day that reflect our commitment to caring for your creation and seeing justice win out over systems that diminish and destroy. Give us courage, O God, to do what is right and good in your sight, and to live with a constant awareness of the neighbor. You have called us to serve and to help. Hear now our silent prayers, our sighs too deep for words, our prayers of gratitude and hope. O God, empower us to be your faithful servants. May our service be motivated not by a sense of guilt or ought, but by our love for you and those you have created. May our service reflect your gracious spirit. May it draw others to the light of your love. All of these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen. As you arrived for worship this morning and entered the sanctuary, you place your offering, your gifts, in the offering plates, and we take time now to dedicate these gifts, very aware that we have been the recipients of an abundance, and very aware of our desire to serve and our need to serve by sharing what we have with others. We invite you now to join in singing our doxology as we dedicate today's offering.
Loving God, into your hands this day we place these tithes and offerings, and into our hands you place the responsibility and the call and the privilege to use them in service of your people, your church, and your world. We thank you, O God, for each of these gifts and for those who gave them, and we ask that you continue to fill us with a deep desire to share our gifts of every kind with one another and with you. All of these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen. May great service, Christ's kind of great service, be what our sights are set on as we leave this place. May it be what our hearts meditate on all week. And may our opportunities to serve be what our spirits search for as we interact with one another. And as you go from this place and do all of those things, may you know that you are filled with the love of God, with the peace of Christ, and with the power of the Holy Spirit that goes with you and stays with you this day and every day. Amen.